got 16 of them on my hair. They don't, leprechauns do not like coiffed hair. They're just, they hate it.
And why aren't you wearing green is the big question.
That's why they're all over me. I'm going to run home after we get done and have some green. And
you
and
forgot it was Valentine's Day. I remember the holiday. That's
another Pat Irish saint, Saint Valentine.
You guys steal all our saints, don't you?
Hey, you know, there was a time when all of us were together before Luther went nuts. And we had all the same saints anyway at the same time. And we still do.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, folks, I'm a Protestant. I got to say, one of the things we could all do is learn from how Catholics venerate and study saints. Amazing. So many of these people sacrificed everything, folks. That's not a bad idea. And
we could all be a little more saint-like, couldn't we?
And St. Paddy, you know, he's not just a drunken guy with green hair. He was a true saint, man.
Did a lot to reform Ireland.
He did. He was an amazing missionary. Born in Ireland, abdicated, abducted to England, prayed about it, sent in a vision back there to literally Christianize Ireland. And he was a great saint.
You know, when I think of about St. Paddy's Day most days, most years it comes around, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, they have green hair, green beer. St. Paul, Minnesota puts on a St. Paddy's Day to remember.
They go crazy down there.
Completely crazy. My sister has very blonde hair, and she would dye it green every year and go marching in the parade.
Would she really?
Yeah. She's just wild, you know. She's just St. Paddy's Day was kind of her patron saint.
I was down there many a St. Patrick's Day, usually for the WCHA Final Five.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years. Which would a lot of times align with the St. Paddy's Day parade, because they'd usually have it on the closest Saturday to St. Patrick's Day. Hmm. St. Paul's kind of a fun-loving town, isn't it?
Well, remember what Jesse Ventura said, that the bunch of Irish drunks built the city. I got lost. One time I was fasting, and I drank coffee, which you should never do, and I got lost in St. Paul for 2 hours.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't go where it's supposed to go. It just, it's circuitous. It's not traditional layout of a city.
How'd you find where you were going?
Well, I was just there all of a sudden. I think it was a miracle. Maybe St. Paddy got me.
So you were driving around,
yeah,
in circles, and then you finally
hadn't eaten for 3 days. Alan Keyes and I were fasting, and yeah, I got lost in St. Paul for 2 hours.
Finally arrived at your destination.
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times do you think it's happened that NDSU is in Sweet 16 and the Gophers aren't?
Isn't that something?
I don't think that's ever happened before. It's pretty amazing.
Are you shedding a tear?
No, I've got to say, my loyalty has shifted. I really am impressed with the Bison. They're number 12 seed. They've got some excitement going on. They get to play the Sooners.
Pretty good draw, I'd say.
Yeah, they can do that. It's possible, you know. 12s have beaten 5s before. Certainly a neutral place out there in Spokane, so they got a shot.
I was conversing with Steve Hallstrom of Steve Sports Saturday after the selection show yesterday, and he said he thought it was as good a draw as they could have got. And the Bison like to play an up-tempo game. They'll get one. Now, the Sooners like to play an up-tempo game.
Yeah.
And so NDSU can play D and throw them off a little, you know?
They can play D, and they play hard. They play like football players, too. I mean, they play great D and great aggressive boards.
It's pretty amazing, though.
It really is.
Pretty fun. Now, have you submitted your bracket yet to Warren Buffett?
No, but I am. Folks, $1 billion, that would go a long way to pay off some of my bills. You know, I owe this one guy $300. You know, it used to be more.
Why do you owe him $300?
Because I didn't have any, and he did. And I needed it, and he was kind.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that $1 billion you win would pay that off and leave you some left over.
Yeah, I'd have $999,999,700.
That's pretty good math on your part on the fly.
And I'm not sure it's right, but here's what I heard. Warren Buffett was actually being interviewed by Mike and Mike about this, you know, this whole thing, this $1 billion, if you get every single bracket right. He said, you know what? He said, we would probably negotiate if they got to the Final Four, say, how'd you like a call? Would you take 10 million or 100 million and just say we're square?
So he's already worried about losing the billion?
He said he's making him nervous, even though the odds are a quintillion to one of somebody picking all of the brackets.
So you're saying if you picked your bracket and you came down to the Final Four and you had the Final Four right,
yep,
then Uncle Warren's going to call and negotiate.
So, well, he said he'd have to talk to Quicken and see, but he said that would be his inclination. He would really like to negotiate about that point. What would you do? Said, here's 10 million or nothing or a billion. See?
Yeah, I think I'd negotiate. I wouldn't get greedy at that point.
Yeah, I was thinking what I might do is say, well, how about if you guarantee me 10 million and if I get to the semifinals and, you know, and try to say, but I got to have something if I get them all right. You know, I can't just somehow I'd have to have perfection. I'd have to have that in there somehow, maybe 100 million or something. If I did that, maybe settle for 50 or I don't know.
So you negotiate.
Yeah,
a lesser price, but you keep something in there if you get all four right.
I wouldn't want to go away broke after that, coming that close to smelling clover.
Smelling clover.
It would be just too much.
Wouldn't it, though? All right. Steve Hallstrom is going to join us on the program today.
That's cool.
And we'll talk a little bit about the Bison's chances. We're also going to chat with Catherine Lopez, K-Lo as she's known, with National Review. We're going to look at the papacy of Pope Francis. It's been a year, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Since the smoke billowed from the chimney.
Didn't that go by quickly?
Exactly right. We're also going to talk with some students from Singing in the Rain, a performance at Shanley. It'll take place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend.
They're going to come in the studio.
It is the 48th annual musical that Shanley's put on.
48th.
Isn't that something? Yep.
Boy.
So we have four of the leads. We're going to actually talk to all four lead.
Can you think you could talk them into singing in here?
I don't know.
We got two mics over there. You think they should be able to sing something? Yeah. Singing in the Rain's a happy song.
It is a happy song. You're exactly right. So we look forward to that today on the program. And, of course, it is the St. Patrick's Day. Today, the wearing of the green, celebrating the Feast of St. Patrick. What do we know about St. Patrick? He prompted a lot of parades. Why is that, do you suppose?
Well, he apparently, the story was that he did something with coaxing the rats out of Ireland.
Is that right?
You know, or the snakes. Was it the snakes? I think it was the snakes. But what he really was able to do, it was the snakes. He was able to get the snakes and get them out of Ireland. They were really tormented by snakes. But also, the reason of the parade is he had people follow him. He was so incredibly engaging and anointed. Remember, he got woken up in a dream, just kind of like Paul in the Mesopotamian dream in the New Testament. And he literally got sent back to his birthplace, Ireland, from England, to go there and Christianize Ireland. And people followed him. They loved him. And followed him by the thousands and thousands of people. So the snakes followed him and the Irish followed him.
He evidently used the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity
right
to the pagan Irish.
It wasn't a four-leaf clover, just a three-leaf.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Yeah. So that was his little teaching tool.
That was.
And that, of course, now associated, obviously, with this celebration. So how about that? Anyway, we'll take a break on this St. Patty's Day. Hope you're wearing green. And we'll talk with some folks from Shanley about this wonderful performance of Singing in the Rain this weekend. Stay tuned. That's coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Monday, St. Paddy's Day today. Hope you're wearing green at a minimum. I managed to wear green today, but I will admit having to be reminded by the rest of the family since it was quite obvious very early on that everybody else was wearing green, so I better join the party. Anyway, so it is St. Patrick's Day today. Catherine J. Lopez will be here today on the program, editor-at-large at National Review Online. We're going to talk about 1 year into the papacy of Pope Francis today on the program. Looking forward to that today on the program. We'll talk also about St. Patrick's Day and March Madness as the NDSU Bison get a bid into the big dance. So we're going to talk with Steve Hallstrom about that today on the program. Sounds like they got a pretty good draw in the Sooners. They're really about as good as they could expect, being a little bit of an underdog. So anyway, we look forward to that. Right now, we want to tell you about some weekend entertainment that will be happening in Fargo Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Singing in the Rain is the 48th annual musical that the Shanley High School is presenting this weekend. And we have students with us in studio from the performance at Shanley. Three of the four leads are here. James Hosselton. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott.
Tell me a little bit about your character, James.
My character is Don Lockwood, and it was in the movie he was played by Gene Kelly.
So you're Gene Kelly. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, folks probably know Gene Kelly more than they know Mr. Lockwood, I bet, right?
I would assume so.
Exactly right. All right, Grace Kidder. Hello, Grace.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
And tell us a little bit about your character.
I play Kathy Seldon, who in the movie was played by Debbie Reynolds, and she's basically just an aspiring actress who happens to run into Dawn at some point.
Very cool. See, great, you know, Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, these are the names we remember,
mm-hmm.
not the characters they played. And Molly Swenson is here. Molly, tell us a little bit about your character.
I play Lena Lamont, and she is a silent film actress that stars in all the movies with Dawn.
Oh, very fun. That sounds great. Now, James, do you guys have any say in which production you pick out?
Not really, no.
All right, so it's decided. Here's what we're doing, kids. Now enjoy it, right?
Yep.
What do you think of this one?
I really like it.
Do you?
Yep. It's fun. It's really fun. Quite a bit of tap dancing.
It's a classic, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. And Molly, is it easy to, you know, one thing I would not be able to do is like remember any lines. Tell us a little bit about how you go through remembering all the lines.
It's actually kind of easy. Once you read through the script so many times, they just start sticking in your brain.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take?
Well, maybe it took me a month or two.
Now, when did you start first, like, reading the lines from this?
We started in what? January.
Wow, okay. So it's several months of preparation for this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, Grace, what's the toughest part? What's the toughest part and what's the easiest part of being in a production like this? Go a little closer to the mic there.
Well, for me, memorizing lines is one of the harder parts. But dancing is one of the easiest for me because that's my strong suit. That's what I do. So that's been a really fun part of this show.
Is it tough to dance and sing at the same time?
A little bit. Depends on the dance. Some are a little more high energy than others.
Maybe that's a guy thing. I don't know, James. Is that easy for you?
Like Grace said, it kind of depends on the dance. Like some of them are really high energy, so it's hard to get your breath behind you, and then other ones, it just comes.
What kind of special effects are we going to find in the show?
Oh,
does it actually rain?
Glitter?
Did somebody say glitter?
Yeah.
Look for glitter. Okay. Anything else?
What else do we have? We have a projector.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yes, there's a projector for the movie parts of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, you get a movie and a musical. It's two in one.
How about that? And by the way, four performances of this. Thursdays is already sold out. They call that the first nighter, where they do a dinner and a show and the whole works. And then Friday at 7:30 p.m., Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. If you'd like tickets for this, you still can get them. You call Patty in the activities office at 893-3255 to reserve your tickets. They're all reserved tickets. And sometimes folks come the day of the show and get tickets as well. So if you don't know yet what day you want to go and you want to go, you got a good chance to get tickets the day of. But if you want to assure yourself seats and maybe sit with some family members all together for the activities, 893-3255, 893-3255 is the number to call Patty in the activities office. What do you like best about the part you're playing for Gene Kelly, James? Tell us a little bit about what he does, really. But did you like watch the movie too? Did you?
I did watch the movie. I really like being able to tap is one of the big things for me because tapping is like my favorite kind of dancing, and so it's really fun to be able to apply that in the show.
And so you watch the movie and you're like sort of obsessed on Gene Kelly's tapping, or how do you do it?
Kind of, and then our choreographers throw some stuff together as well, so it's a little bit of both.
Pretty cool. How about watching Debbie Reynolds in the movie, Grace?
I really enjoy the movie. It's one of my favorite musicals.
Was it before you were one of the leads in the musical itself?
Yeah, I watched it before then.
So you've always liked it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And anything you picked up from the movie?
Well, the fun thing about Kathy is that she's a very, like, sweet character, but she also knows how to, like, stand up for herself, and she's a confident girl as well, which is really fun to play the balance between.
Very cool. How about you, Molly?
I watched the movie to study Lena's voice because she has a very funny voice.
Give me a little of her voice. Can you give me a little of her?
I don't know if you actually want to hear that.
I do, yes.
Well, she kind of talks like this.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like nails on the chalkboard kind of deal.
Yeah, she's very over the top.
But you got that down from watching the movie?
Yep.
Cool. Anything else from the movie you like?
Well, I like to watch Dawn. I like to
watch Don and Kathy because they get to dance and have fun. I only get to be in one dance.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it kind of bums you out?
A little bit.
All right. Now, why was that so funny, Don? I mean, James. I mean, Jean.
She sometimes likes to call my character Lon Dockwood.
Is that right?
And so she accidentally let that slip.
Is that on purpose, or are you messing with all of them, or what?
Oh, we just kind of like to switch each other's names around.
Do you?
For fun.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened one day.
It happens.
And now it just kind of slips out sometimes.
Does there come a point when you guys are doing all this practice and preparation where you just say, we've nailed it, we've got it down, and you just have fun from the rest of the way, or is it like pressure-packed the whole time?
Well, it's always fun, but I don't think we ever really feel like we're perfect. Like, there's always somewhere you can go. No, we don't feel that way.
Do any of you want to do this professionally at some point? Or is this just like a high school activity that you just have some fun with, or would you like to do this as a career?
I actually would. I'm planning to go to college for dance performance, so hopefully we'll keep going with this.
Very fun. Molly?
This is my last show.
This is it?
Yep.
You're packing it up after this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. James, how about you?
I might be in some in college, but professionally probably not.
Really cool. You guys do a nice job. And have a lot of fun at the performance, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say?
Please come. Yep.
There you go. Good idea. And Molly, anything? You want to use your voice again anymore?
Oh, please no.
No, okay. All right.
No.
James, anything else?
Yeah, I just hope to see a lot of people there. It should be good.
Be fun to see it packed.
Yep.
Yep. Grace, anything?
Same thing. I hope you come. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a classic, and who doesn't like tap dancing?
Who doesn't like tap dancing? Who doesn't like singing in the rain? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 7:30 performances Friday and Saturday night, Sunday at 2. Call Patty for tickets at 893-3255. Shanley High School, Singing in the Rain this weekend. Thank you all. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's March, time for a great deal at Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this. Any Sunday through Thursday, two nights at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. With everything you could ever need. A 502 restaurant that is phenomenal. A huge swimming pool and sauna and hot tub, bowling alley, meeting rooms. Folks, I could go on and on and on, and of course, all the outdoor activities, plus that Copper Dora Veda Spa. So they have it all. You get two nights, plus your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Dora Veda Spa, or a four-hour snowmobile rental, all for less than $100 a night. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. If you want this deal, you have to call so they can set your reservations on the snowmobiles or the spa treatment. 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you. 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Mark the Freedom Poet is here, along with yours truly. Got your tickets for Singing in the Rain now, don't you? Don't you?
Well, I don't have them yet, but it sounds like something I'd love to do.
Tell how excited you were about all that. Karen in North Fargo, listening on AM 1100. Let's talk about St. Patrick. What do you know about St. Patrick, Karen?
Well, I do know that he was kidnapped as a young man from his home country area. And I don't know if he was on a boat at the time, but then he was a slave in Ireland for a certain number of years. He went back to his home country and became a priest, then came back to Ireland and converted it to being a Catholic country.
Well, that's pretty good history, Karen. Do you do anything different on St. Patrick's Day? Do you celebrate in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I have green eyes, so I'm going to wear a green shirt. Back when I was a freshman in high school, I don't know if it was the first day of high school, but we had to wear green or else they would have pinched us.
Well, that's not right.
That's a tradition, huh? You don't wear green, you get pinched?
Yeah.
You're going to start pinching Mark right now.
Oh, no.
It might have been true.
Why did you say that, Karen?
They also.
Yeah. How about that? Well, we got St. Nicholas giving us Christmas. We have St. Valentine giving us Valentine's Day. And St. Patrick's giving us St. Patrick's Day. I think, I guess Catholics did you right.
I'm going to get green potatoes today.
Give you a few holidays.
I'm going to go out and get some green food coloring right now. Make green eggs and ham and green potatoes.
There you go. It's not green eggs and ham anymore, I don't think, is it? Sarah Palin has changed the name of it. After CPAC, I heard you play that last
week. That was great, wasn't it?
It was classic. Anything else, Karen?
Yeah, I don't know if St. Patrick was 12 years a slave. I don't remember how many years that was. I was referring to our Oscar-winning movie there, but he certainly deserves the holiday. He was wonderful.
Well, he's got one. Born in 385 in Scotland. His parents were Romans living in Britain in charge of the colonies. As a boy of 14 or so, he was captured during a raiding party. That may be what you're talking about, Karen. Taken to Ireland as a slave to herd and tend sheep. Ireland at that time was a land of pagans and druids. What's a druid, Mark?
Well, they worship nature. They're dark magic. They're pretty intense.
He learned
wizardry.
He learned the language and practices of the people who held him. During his captivity, he turned to God in prayer, and he wrote, "The love of God and his fear grew in me more and more, as did the faith, and my soul was roused, so that in a single day I have said as many as 100 prayers, and in the night nearly the same. I prayed in the woods and on the mountain. Even before dawn, I felt no hurt from the snow or ice or rain." Patrick's captivity lasted until he was 20. Imagine that, 14 to 20. Formative years. He escaped after having a dream from God in which he was told to leave Ireland by going to the coast. Then he found some sailors who took him back to Britain, where he reunited with his family. He had another dream in which the people of Ireland were calling out to him, "We beg you, holy youth, to come and walk among us once more." So he began his studies for the priesthood and ordained, where he'd studied for years. Later, Patrick ordained a bishop, sent to take the gospel to Ireland. He arrived in Ireland March 25, 433 at Slane. One legend says he met a chieftain, one of the many tribes who tried to kill Patrick. Patrick converted the chieftain after he was unable to move his arm until he became friendly to Patrick. Patrick began preaching the gospel throughout Ireland, converting many. He and his disciples preached and converted thousands and began building churches all over the country. kings, their families, and entire kingdoms converted to Christianity when they heard Patrick's message. And he preached and converted all of Ireland for 40 years, worked many miracles, wrote of his love for God in confessions. After years of living in poverty, traveling, and enduring much suffering, he died March 17, 461.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. He died at Saul, where he built the first church.
A well-deserved holiday.
There you go. Exactly right. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day. Appreciate the call very much. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
All right, a little bit of breaking news here. European Union foreign ministers have agreed to sanctions on 21 individuals in reaction to the vote to join Russia. Kind of a scam. Well, not kind of a scam, a real scam vote, right?
But on the other hand, 93%. How many were coerced, we don't know, but the thing is, Crimea is Russian, and they speak Russian, and it's really the vast majority of them do want to be part of Russia. It's Nikita Khrushchev sewed them together in the first place way back when, the Crimean with the rest of Ukraine. So this is one of those things that's really tough, because the very people of Crimea want it this way. You impose them back in you know, of course, the Constitution is supposed to be include Crimea, but Russians literally have popular support of the Crimean Peninsula on their side.
How does this thing end, Mark?
I think there's bluster and brouhaha. I think the biggest danger is that Russia wants to extend into Ukraine-speaking Ukraine, to the Western Ukraine that wants to be part of NATO, wants to be part of the West. If Putin leaves it to this, I think it ends sad for the families that are split up, the minority Ukraine-speaking in Crimea. Other than that, I don't think there's much we can do. Russia is not going to relinquish this land, and they have the strength to control it. It's got a lot of wealth. Europe depends on Russia's natural gas. We need to go full bore for energy independence and exporting natural gas and crude and curtail Putin's expansion ideas, because he wants to reestablish the whole Soviet Union.
We're going to turn you loose on sports here in a minute. What did you make of state TV in Russia over the weekend suggesting Russia could turn USA into radioactive ash?
Well, that just goes to show about
a bit of bluster going on here.
That shows how absurd mutually assured destruction is, because we would never preemptively do that. That's why, you know, I was even working on the Nike X anti-missile system, the ring. That is why anti-ballistic missiles is so important. And the left has always said, oh, no, we can't do that. We have to show our goodwill by being defenseless. We need to aggressively be impenetrable. The fact that we say it means that a lot of people are thinking it. There's no American leadership that would ever say anything like that about Russia.
No, exactly right.
There is good and evil in the world, and Putin is evil.
Did you see what this chess champion turned democracy activist Garry Kasparov had to say about Barack Obama?
No. Will I be happy?
I think you might like this line, yeah.
He's a great chess player. He's brilliant.
He said Carter looks like Churchill in comparison to Obama. I thought you'd like that.
Speaking of Churchill, I'll tell you, I thought the cross between Churchill and Yoda was Sam Clovis. Didn't he hit it out of the park?
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that here in a little bit, too.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some sports. You talk about fun.
I wanted the Wild to beat Columbus. I was a little bummed out about that.
Oh, shootout. Yeah. The Wild, they're trying to make it difficult, but I think they're going to make it to the playoffs. They have retooled their team. They've got a great, great, wonderful team, deeper than they've ever been. So they're going to get it together. It might be too late for the Wolves, but dang, really. He really went wild. He stopped Sacramento. He got his first start because Nikola Pekovic hurt his, he's got this sore ankle. So here we're going up to Sacramento. We're going to play Sacramento in town. And Dane gets his first start. He gets a double-double, 5 blocks. He was just energized. It was very, very cool. It was a close down the last minute or two, Sacramento was potting threes and getting closer and closer, and Kemba fouled again and again and drained free throw after free throw. He went 14 for 14 at the free throw line, six consecutive in the final 16 minutes. It was... He had 31 points. It was an amazing game. I love the Wolves. I love their depth. I hope they make it to the playoffs. But of course, the story of sports, beyond the world, is March Madness that's now to start. And the Sooners get to face NDSU. Second trip to the great big dance, they call it. There's some rational people that give the Bison a chance. And you know the thing is about it, you play your hardest. And one thing about the culture of North Dakota State is they are in shape. Look at their football team, how they would prevail in the fourth quarter. The Bison basketball team is the same kind of culture of intense commitment, wire to wire, to the final minute. And they're going to play tough D. They do everything as hard as they can. And Oklahoma's a five seed, likes to run and gun. They're going to have a chance. The Gophers were not one of the six Big Ten teams that made the big dance. Florida, number one. But holy cow, Kentucky literally had the ball, had a chance to beat them for the championship of their SEC. So, but Florida is number one on everybody's card. Wichita State, 34-0. They're talking about their strength. The schedule wasn't nearly as good, but they didn't lose a game all year. Now, they haven't figured out how to lose, folks. Every other team, Arizona is another number one in the West. They're 30-4. They lost four games. Virginia, wow. Virginia came and beat Duke. And so now they literally attained to number one, because Michigan, who was the pre-Sunday showdown favorite, got beat by Michigan State in the interstate rivalry that's very intense. So Virginia is the other number one seed. Very exciting. And I'm sure you've heard about, is it Bill Gates? I think it's Bill Gates and Quicken. Warren Buffett, if you get it all right, if you pick all the brackets, folks, that's just $1 billion. All you got to do is, and then that playoff game, all you got to do is pick all the games right and the winners. Now, but he said he'd negotiate if you get to the final four and you got them all right, so maybe you could settle for $10 million or something. We're going to be back with more of What's on Your Mind. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Wear green. Be back soon with Scott.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Top of the hour, Monday, St. Paddy's Day. Nice call after the Freedom Club extravaganza on Saturday. I don't know if you heard this yet, Mark, but listen to this.
This is Jan. I just am driving home from the Freedom Club extravaganza, and my mind and my heart are just full. It was just a fantastic day. Thank you so much for all of your work, and what wonderful candidates and wonderful speakers, and thank you again. I hope that everybody can come to the next one. It was just great to be with like-minded people. God bless you.
Isn't that a wonderful message?
It's fabulous.
Yes.
It was everywhere you went were brothers and sisters that are, they came from Aberdeen, South Dakota, Minot, Fisher, St. Paul, Iowa. It was a wonderful gathering.
Yeah, folks from all over. Really was fun. Yeah, and that Sam Clovis is the real deal, isn't he?
He's big time. I mean, he would immediately be like the older uncle to Ted Cruz. The man has got, well, he's a genius, but he's got the humility of a man that he said, for example, he said, "This ain't. I'm glad that they don't have a swimming suit contest because he's portly, you know, for the Senate. You don't have to have the swimming suit competition because he was, obviously his suit was a little small for him, but a great mind. He reminded me of a cross between Yoda and Winston Churchill.
Yeah, I was going to say Winston Churchill and Santa Claus.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but he was
great wisdom. And his story about how when his life pivoted, when he was told to pick five pilots to go to war from his squadron, and he said, I couldn't possibly do it. He said, it's the most terrifying decision. He said he'd gone away from God, hadn't gone to church for a while, so he spent that whole night saying, God, who should I ask of my great squadron? He laid the names of all of his young pilots in front of him and prayed until like 3-4 in the morning. He said his life has never been the same because God took over and told him who and prepared the hearts of the kids. He went and said, hey, you're going to war tomorrow morning.
Pretty amazing. It was a neat story. And really, I want to thank everybody, as Mark said, came from all over to be part of that event. So we look forward to the next one, and we'll start cranking up again in all the communities. And we've had a lot of interest from people that want to start Freedom Club chapters in their communities, and we turn them loose.
Cindy Pugh said the clue is meet weekly. Get a core of people that meet weekly, because we've got and reach out to churches. Find all of your kindred people. If you can get 50 people at a place, I'll go anywhere. But get 50 people and then say, hey, we got 50. We'll come. I don't care if it's Jamestown or wherever it might be. But you can get 50 people gathered, and I'll drive.
Exactly right. So you can get a hold of Mark by calling us at 855-200-1776, extension 3. That'll get you to Marie, and Marie will put you in touch with Mr. Mark, the Freedom Poet. Very heartwarming to have messages like that, and makes all the planning and all the work that our entire crew did here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of work put into that day. We thank them all.
And I was so happy that our guests from out of town and out of state were able to get rooms, thanks to Stacy getting them nice rooms. And I got to say, the venue treated us like champs. What a great venue. What a fabulous venue at the Hub.
The venue is a great venue.
The red, white, and blue lights, and it's so big and spacious, and stage, and Mike, and Daphne, and Brett. What a great crew, and cheerful, and good food.
It was a good day all around, no question about it. Let me tell you a little bit about the weather before we let you go this hour and get cranking with What's on Your Mind, joined by K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC. It could be 46 degrees today, Mark, in the valley. 28 degrees right now, but a nice, nice day. Chance of some precip through about late morning, and then just cloudy this afternoon. But 46 today for a high, 32 tonight, 35 tomorrow, 37 Wednesday, 46 Thursday. And about as cool as it's going to get is an overnight low Friday of around 10. So that's what you can expect next. Few showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours. High about 46, southeast wind at 5 to 10. Chance of rain at 30%. Showers early, changing over to snow overnight with that low right around 30 degrees. Winds are at 9 miles an hour right now. Sun will set tonight at 7:32. Did you notice when it was up? You did already, probably, didn't you?
When it was up?
Yeah.
It was up.
Yeah, exactly right. I hadn't been up that long in Tioga. 8:01. It'll set tonight at 7:07. No wind whatsoever tonight. Got some precip in the forecast. 30% chance today. 40% chance this afternoon. I'm talking the oil patch now. 50% chance tonight in the evening hours. And then the late night hours, 70% chance of rain showers. Forecast overcast. High of 42 with those showers. And again, tonight, rain and snow showers this evening. Transitioning to snow showers overnight. Sorry about that. 33 at this hour. Headed for 42. Overnight low will be 24. And then tomorrow, 39, Wednesday, 42, with some sunshine finally Wednesday. That'll be nice. Thursday, 44, and then Friday we cool off in the patch, too, with a 26-degree high and a 10-degree low. And right now, as I mentioned, the winds are non-existent. When do you see the winds at zero? Especially in the good old North Dakota. But they are. Precip will be the thing we'll watch closely for you in the oil patch as well. All right, so let's take a trip around our temperatures right now. Williston is 30 at this hour. Watford City is at 32 degrees as we speak. Newtown at 32, Stanley at 33, Columbus at 28. On the other end of the state, 23 in Grand Forks at this hour, Hillsboro 28, Grafton 28, Kindred 28, Breckenridge 32, Fergus Falls 28, Detroit Lakes 26, Thief River 23.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing,
Listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.